So I get this question or some variation of it essentially every day, and I want to unpack it because I feel like apps like this have just truly cooked our brains when it comes to aging and especially personal style within aging. Now you can click on her comment to see the outfit she's referring to, but for what it's worth, I don't think that that outfit, which is just wide leg pants, a cardigan and heels, particularly screams that much older than 35. And in fact, I wear things all the time that I would say skew older. But also, like, when we think about dressing like a 35-year-old, like, what does that even really mean to people? Because to me, it means dressing like an adult. Like, 35 is very much an adult, like getting on middle age. And one of the things that means is that, like, the super trendy stuff that I see on apps like this really aren't for me. They're not for my lifestyle, they're not for my career, and they're also not for my style goals. Because one of my goals, for example, is to buy things that will last years, if not decades, and that kind of inherently means they can't be super trend driven. But also, like, as that aforementioned 35-year-old adult, like, what do I want to convey when I go out the door? Me personally, I want to convey, like, competence and maturity. I want to be taken seriously and feel put together. And these are not typically traits that we associate with youth, but that's a good thing. Also, as a side note, that's why those, like, old money style videos often look so off, because aside from the fact that they're not usually, like, super well-made clothes, they're also being worn by someone who just, like, doesn't have the years or the gravitas to pull off that kind of ultra sophisticated style. But anyway, I wouldn't necessarily say I'm trying to look older. I'm just not trying to look young. And I feel like apps like this have just, like, erased the idea that that could also be a goal.